That's what I think of my whole tribe. I wish they could understand what we wanted to do. And furthermore, what we rather have in the coming generation, we like to rebuild our own stock. And there is discussion all over the reservation today that they don't want to for any whites to white people to make us do that. It is better for us to be like the way we are for a few more years, and then we might be better off by then. But if they make us do it before long, we will be no good at all. It looks like we don't know how to live in a white man's way. Maybe some of the younger generation that went to school and graduated, I think they're the one that wanted to do it. But as I say for myself, there is a lot of Navajo men and women, boys and girls, are uneducated. That is what I think of my people today. I don't know what else to say. I'm pretty old now, but this is what I've got in mind. It would be better to leave them alone as long as they can until they catch each other. There wouldn't be too long for the older people to die off. That there wouldn't be too long for the worst one to die. So, what I say for my people, what we are today, we're trying our very best to live by the way we are. I think we should keep our old culture and carry it on as long as our Navajo tribe is living. So, I don't know what else to say about my people. I think they are well off the way they are living today. If the government and others will not bother them, they will be very well off people. And they are learning mostly every day how to get along themselves. They are learning very hard to live a good life, a better way of living. some of them came back from very good school, very good education. The one that went through school, high schools, they are now teaching others how it would be better to live on. And so, as I say, that things are going pretty good in our way. Long time ago, it was a wrong way to go. But we worked hard to this far that we are doing good for ourselves. That's what I think towards my people. Our old generation had set up all these things for us. And we have lived it into it up to date. That we are just living fine and quiet. So, my friend, I think it's a very good idea what we have learned from the white nation. What we have went through in our school. What we have done in the past century, in the past year. I know our old folks had their hardship, but it was for us that they done. This is what I think about my people. Our old generation has worked it through a very hard way to bring us this far. So I'm very well pleased with my people for what they have done for me. So, I'm very greatly thankful about my grandfather and my grandmother and other people that used to live that days. They have done their part. Whoever made him was the one that done it. That's what I think of it today. I have a lot of different stories about things that has been in the past year. I think I have told you before that you'll never believe it if I could ever tell you. But most of my story comes into the Navajo religious, the Navajo ways of living. That is what I know of my people. That the best they will be is better to keep their old culture, because every year we have a great ceremonial set up in Gallup. You can see the way of our doing things in the night performers. Many years ago, all those things that they have done is merciful. War religious. War dance. The performer always tells about what's coming up next. So that's what we have done in the past year. And there is nothing else that I'm very thankful that most of the other Navajo and other Pueblo has still kept their ceremonial and the religious way. I don't blame him to keep it that way, because they have lived by in the past centuries. Their old father and the forefathers have lived it that way. They have carried their cultures and their religious from the beginning of their time, of their people's time. And in our parts, what we tell you is not wrong, I don't think, because this has been known. Through the past generation, and it is kept it secret. What you see in the ceremony of our great religious, we had it for many, many centuries. Our people, Navajo people and other tribes, has their own religious way of doing things. So, whoever the powerful was that had kept us this way, and I think it is truth, like the way they are doing. Like the way you see it at the ceremonial. We have it every year round. And there is another one right next to it that comes with the Navajo tribe, which they call the Navajo Fair. And I think you have read about how it has come. That's the way it is in the past time. I'll tell you another story about from the beginning of time. So this is what my story is in this second tape.